Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion. Can you tell me with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote.
Likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. You know that voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote at your polling place on election day by mail and an absent mail-in ballot, or will you vote early in person at a designated early voting location?
In person. I'll be early.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your age?
65.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I graduated high school, went on to the school of hard docs. Kept me going a long way.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Keith Person.
I'm sorry, say again.
Keith Person.
Keith Person?
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do? I've never heard of him.
Okay. Well, the choices are if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of this person.
I just told you, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, okay. And then we have Ken Mascara.
Hey, Jerry, do I know Ken Mascara? Don't know.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Linda Bartz.
Linda Bartz. Do we know Linda Bartz?
No, I didn't
know. Nope.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kathy Townsend.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Richard Del Toro.
Nope.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Person, or you have nothing?
I have no idea who we're talking about right now.
Okay.
I've never heard any names. I mean, are they Republicans? Are they? I don't know what the hell they are.
Okay.
I have to check the voting list and see who's who, what, where. Once
okay,
I find out who's who, I'll determine what I'm going to do.
Okay, I understand that. And what about... what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro, or is the same?
It's mentioning names. I have no idea who they are. I don't know any of these people. I have nothing that comes to mind.
Okay, got it.
Because I don't know any of them.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary elections for Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, For whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz?
I'm going to have to look them up before I can mention it.
Okay, so you don't really know and you don't lean anyone at this time?
Unfortunately not. I mean, I know a couple of little guys, but
okay.
I just don't know individual one until I get to read about them and see what they're up to.
Okay, got it. I understand that. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Lucy County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
You keep hitting me with names. I don't know who they are.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And lastly, again, I'm sorry because of the question, but you know, the survey is designed like this. But if the Republican primary election for Lucy County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco.
Are we talking about St. Lucie County?
Yeah, Lucy County Sheriff.
Well, I live in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County. I don't know which county. You're talking about a county I don't even live in.
Yeah, I understand that, but this, you know, this is a general survey. You can do it as well.
Yeah, but the problem with your general is I don't live in that county, so I don't get to vote for these people. I don't know these people. I live in Broward County. It's a different county altogether. You're probably about 200-300 miles away from me in counties.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
You try to ask me, if you ask me about Dade County, maybe, Broward County, Palm Beach, maybe. But when you're way up there, Port St. Lucie, you're four counties away.
Okay, well, if you want to stop the survey right now,
excuse me.
Sorry, go ahead, please. If you want to,
wrong world. You know, bring it back to Broward. We can talk. I mean, I don't know these people up in Broward, West Palm Beach County. I mean, Fort St. Lucie County.
Okay,
I don't know who's running,
really,
what politics is, or anything else.
Okay, I really understand that, but. Well, if you, as I told you, if you want,
go ahead.
Okay, if you want to stop the survey right now, you are free to do so.
Well, if we're going to keep talking about Port St. Lucie, I have no idea. I don't live there. Like I said, it's 200 miles away from me. What do I know what's going on over there?
Okay, so, well, let's stop the survey right now.
I'd be more than happy. We're talking about senators. You want to talk about governors? You want to talk about the president? I'll talk about any one of them. But when you talk about a county that's 200 miles away from me, I don't know what's going on over there. Unless something really stupid happens in the paper, I may see it. But other than that, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I really appreciate your time in the call. And, well, as I told you, if you want to stop the survey right now, you are free to do so.
Well, I don't see any reason it's going forward if I don't know anything about a county you're asking me about.
Okay.
You got anything about Broward? I'll ask you questions, but you're asking me about Fort St. Lucie. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for answering, Nicole. Have a good night.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.